Y'all may not have heard of this young man, but I was reading about him, talking to my mom about him, so I got this story for you. And it doesn't, you know, it's not a funny one, though. Anyway, this kid named John Town, I guess he's a young man, and he's of the bravest and the best that we make in the world. He volunteered, and he went over to Iraq, and he fought. And, you know, because it's surrendering your life when you join the military. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, it's a hell of a thing to do. And this young man went over there, young John Town, and his vehicle was hit by a rocket. And he was very severely wounded, incapacitated. He's deaf now. And he, hold on a second, buddy. I'll be done in a second. And he got some brain damage, and he's sort of incapacitated forever. Anyway, he's home now, but the doctors that checked him out of the army decided that although he was injured in battle, he had a previous condition. Before he joined the army, he was a depressive. And so if you have, according to, I think, some rule number 513, if you have an ailment, hold on a second. This poor kid has got, he's got no retirement. He's been let out of the army. And he now, because he didn't get his bonus, because he was discharged before he got his before he got any money compensation, he was discharged, and he now owes the army $3,000 for his efforts. Anyway, it's just whatever it is. It's just, and apparently there's. I just feel like of any of the people that we should honor in this difficult time in the world, it's the boys and girls that sacrifice themselves. I don't mean to bring the evening down. It just brought my day down a little bit. And I think we should at least all think about those good soldiers that are out there fighting for other people.